Hi everyone, thank you so much for being here. My name is Hadil Al-Aidi and I'm from the Limerick Institute of Technology. My whole research is about a novel environmentally friendly method of supercritical carbon dioxide to extract, identify and quantify polyphenol as a healthy promoting bioactive food ingredients. Before I start about my research, I just want to tell you where I'm coming from. So I'm actually coming from Ireland, specifically from Limerick County, and this is my Institute of Technology. And this is my Heartland Enterprise Acceleration Center, that where I conduct all my work in, specifically the research centers that I'm involved in. In my college, we have two main research center groups. So we have the Controlled Environment Laboratory for Life Sciences. This was established in 2010 with the link with the Space Life Science Laboratory at the NASA Kennedy Space Center in Florida. And we really focus on growing a plant under environment conditions like hydroponic, etc. We also have Shannon Applied Biotechnology Center, where we actually screen biological sources such as fungi, algae, and also plant for their bioactivity, that we can actually extract these compounds of interest and incorporate it into food. So my overall research is to look at and develop an environmentally friendly method to extract polyphenol from plant tissues. In order to achieve this, I collected a wide range of plant materials rich in polyphenol, mainly conifer trees and some flowering plant. I extracted, identified polyphenols from all of these, and I also quantified them. Then I looked at, so I developed a new environmentally method. So I developed, I optimized the condition of supercritical fluid extraction for the extraction of polyphenol. And then, apart from polyphenol, which is my compound of interest, I also screened my crude extract for other bioactivity, such as phenolic and flavonoid. So first of all, plants. So plants are widely distributed in the biosphere with several million species out there. There's only a few hundred have been actually investigated, and much smaller number have actually been commercially exploited. And we know that plants undergo a multiple biosynthetic pathway that allow them to produce more compounds of interest that have a direct health benefit. And also 80% of the drugs available on market, according to the WHO, is actually either from plant, they use plant as the starting of material, or they will use the plant to model the drugs. So according to the National Biodiversity Data Centers, I'm just going to show you how these plants that I'm actually working on, how they're actually distributed around Ireland. So this is just a Sitka spurus plant, and you can see it's actually widely available all around Ireland. And this is the pine needles, which is Pinus sylvestris. This is the Taxus picata plant, and this is the flowering plant that I worked with, which is Sorbus acuparia. So this is just a schematic diagram to show you the different biosynthetic pathway that plants undergo in order to produce both the primary and secondary metabolites. And you can see that secondary metabolites are actually tightly associated with the primary metabolism of schematic acid pathway and glycolysis and also aliphatic amino acid. And that produces secondary metabolites that plant use the secondary metabolite as a defensive process against stresses. These can be classified to many categories. I'm more interested into the terpene family, in which polyphenol actually belongs to. So what is polyphenol and why I'm really interested in this specific molecule? So polyphenol are just long isoprenoid alcohol with the basic structure of C5. So they start up with the C5, and in a plant they actually could reach up to C200. So they're actually really big molecules, really large. It's really like hard even to work with and even to quantify and to do some analysis. You can actually find polyphenol from mammals to plant, but plant actually have the wider diversity of this molecule, specifically conifer and flowering plant. And what's the beauty about polyphenol is once we ingest it, we can actually metabolize it into the human and animal liver into dolichol. And dolichol molecules are actually play a significant role in the immune function and liver regeneration, suppression of cancer, and also poses activities such as antimicrobial activity, antiviral activity, and also have an Alzheimer's disease prevention. And then there is already a prescribed medicine available in Russia and Australia's market. known as rubrene. Rubrene is actually highly purified mixtures of polyphenols. They did an extensive study only to look at liver diseases, and they actually found that it have a wider application than just liver diseases. It has the ability to normalize immune responses, normalize cholesterol, and also elevated the symptoms of depression, drug addictions, alcoholism, and also Alzheimer's and Parkinson's disease. Any information you wanted to know about rubrene, it's actually patent, so you don't know what is the sources other than it's coming from spores to plant or pine needles. You don't know the exact species, and you don't know even the method of extraction or quantification or anything extra in relation to rubrene, other than the clinical trial study. Then if we're looking for polyphenols, and polyphenol is actually a natural ingredient that actually gets produced from a natural source, such as a plant, then the next step you're going to ask yourself, how am I going to extract this important molecule from these plant materials? And then I looked, and of course there's a conventional method, which is the use of solvent extraction, but I also looked at an alternative and more cleaner and environmentally friendly method, which is the supercritical carbon dioxide. So supercritical fluid in general is just an extraction method where we used carbon dioxide as a solvent to extract these compounds. So under specific temperature and pressure, we're changing the density of the CO2 that's helping the extraction. This is just an overview of my whole process of extraction. As you can see, I have vessels, and this is a water system supercritical fluid. It's an automated system. I set up my pressure and temperature, and also the use of co-solvent, because one of the drawbacks associated with supercritical is that it's totally non-polar extraction. So in order to increase the polarity of CO2, we might just add a bit of modifier, a co-solvent. And this is, could be just as basic as ethanol, which is an FDA-approved non-toxic. So my end result is actually clean extract, no solvent and no residue at all. So what I did is I collected plant material rich in polyphenols, and then I pre-treated it, and then I did an extraction, both solvent extraction, and I had three different conditions, and also did supercritical fluid extraction, and I ran over 32 different parameters to look for the optimum kind of condition for the extraction of polyphenols. Then I did some analysis using HPLC and also LC-MS to quantify and also identify polyphenols. Does my plant have the polyphenol? Yes or no, first of all. And then in what length and how long these isoprene actually present in it and how much. So I did only a preliminary study in terms of quantification. Then I looked for other biological assay where I conducted some antioxidant activity and also bioactivity testing to see, okay, apart from polyphenol, what do I have? So this is just a chromatogram to show you the different this is my standard. So this is a range from C70 carbons to C90. Just a point to mention, polyphenol doesn't present in a single form. So I don't find only, let's say, C70. It's actually come in a family, so it's actually a group of molecules. And there isn't any specific study where it showed that, let's say, C70 have this activity. So once they're talking about polyphenols, they talk about it as a family group. And I'm going to show you just a few chromatograms from my best plant polyphenol. As you can see, I'm getting the range of polyphenol I wanted from C70 to C90, and this is from solvent extraction. This is from my supercritical fluid extraction. So I'm getting a higher peak and also a wider range of isoprene units. So I did a preliminary quantification of polyphenol, so I was able to quantify how much total polyphenol I have. So Sitka spores have the highest concentration of polyphenols of around 13 milligrams per gram of a dry weight. The different parameter I optimized, and also supercritical fluid wasn't great at the extraction. Solvent extraction was more strongest. But I also, the parameter I have tested require more optimization, specifically the extraction time, because the extraction time I have done, it's for 2 hours. Generally, according to the supercritical conference that happened in France last year, nearly everyone have said that they have to increase their time, double their time, or even not 3 times more than what you do for solvent extraction in order for you to get a better yield. But increasing the time will actually give you a cleaner extract. So you're, even though you think, oh, it's cost effective or time effective, I don't want to go for supercritical, but the extract that I'm getting is actually clean extract. So I don't need to do any more cleaning, or I don't want to do any more disposing of these all chemicals. And there is will be a leftover residue of the solvent into your plant and you don't into your extract, and you don't want this. And this is just so Sitka Spirits actually gave me the highest yield of 13 milligram per gram dry weight. So it's my most promising implant. So I will do continue my characterization based on this plant specifically. I also quantify based on the crude extract, and which is the purity of polyprenol. I actually find that supercritical gave me more purer polyprenol than solvent extraction, because solvent extraction extracted extra stuff that I don't really need. So the extract in general is actually cleaner from SFE than solvent extraction. So I conducted a biological assay, such as total phenolic content, total flavonoid, and also looked at the antioxidant activities. Supercritical fluid, as I said, it's a non-polar extraction, so it did not work well for phenolic and flavonoid, because the nature of these molecules are actually more polar molecule. Therefore, I'm only going to show you the solvent results. So this is just the effective solvent extraction on the total phenolic content across the plant materials. Phenacylvitris was the best plant, and also 70% ethanol extract was the best to extract the highest phenolic content. And because the nature, and that will tell us about the nature of these phenolic into my extract, they're actually polar. So they worked really well with ethanol in comparison to hexane and acetone, for example, which is less polar mixture. This is just to show, again, this is the flavonoid content content. So you can see that phenacylvitris also gave me the highest across the plant species. And again, 70% ethanol was also best because, again, the polarity difference. Then I conducted antioxidant activity. So I used two different assays. So I used the DBPH assay and the FRAP assays. And again, 70% ethanol was best, and phenacylvitris is actually a really good source for these activity. And then I have the antioxidant power from FRAP, and then phenacylvitris again is the best, and 70% ethanol was also the best extraction solvent. So going forward, this is actually an ongoing research. I only transferred from my master's into the PhD recently. So what I wanted to do, I always was working with crude extract in general. So what I wanted to do next, to purify polyprenols and to actually look at polyprenol in a purified level, I wanted to further quantify, not only based on the total polyprenols content, but I actually wanted to go and see C70, how much I have, C90, how much I have, like up to this kind of detail and level. I also want to do some stability testing to see, okay, once I purify it, how can I handle it, how can I store it for a longer time to do more analysis in the future, and also conduct bioactivity testing, so looking for the toxicity of these molecules. So I just want to thank you so much for your attention, and thanks to American Society for Horticultural Science to give me this opportunity to actually present in here. And a special thanks to my institute, Limerick Institute of Technology, and my two research centers that I belong to, Shannon Applied Biotechnology Center and CELSI Group. And questions are welcome. Question? Yeah, so I used hexane and acetone 4:1 ratio, and I used hexane and acetone 1:1 ratio, and also used 70% ethanol. So between a total nonpolar, and this is based on literature, like for example, hexane and acetone 4:1 worked for a specific research on a specific plant, but I didn't know, I'm not going to take 4:1 and use it for my plant because it might not work for my plant. So that's why I just said I'll go for the hexane and acetone 1:1, 4:1, and also some polar solvent, which is safest, I'd say 70% ethanol. So.
Extract between the ethanol extract and the CO2 extract?
So I did a total extraction. I didn't have these in my, I didn't have in this presentation, but I did compare the total yield of from solvent and from supercritical fluid. From solvent, I actually got more. But again, solvent actually extracts everything. So if I'm getting more, I'm extracting polar, nonpolar, chlorophyll, I'm extracting everything basically. But what's nice about supercritical, it's so selective. So yes, I'm getting, like you can't really compare the total yield. So the total yield is actually could be less, but your compound of interest could be higher. So general overall yield, it might not be the answer. But supercritical was less in terms of crude extract. Thank you. Any more question? Yeah? So she's asking me if I have used LC-MS and if I conducted any profiling for the polyphenolic. For the polyphenolic, I only did an assay-based, so to look at the total extraction. I did not screen on LC-MS the type of phenolic and flavonoid content that I actually have in my extract because, again, I'm more focused on polyprenol rather than the polyphenolic or the flavonoid content. But I did these assays to see what activity I have. But going forward, I have already on the LC-MS a library based for all the wider range of these compounds, phenolic and flavonoid compounds, that will actually screen for them and also quantify them. I have, yes, I have a library. Yeah. Okay. So the question was, did I use for my acids, when I conducted my acids, did I use the crude extract or a purified? I actually used the crude extract.
Do you know which ones really
for the phenolic and flavonoid, do you mean? But like these molecules actually have an absorption and wavelength different. So like, for example, phenolic, the wavelength is 765 nanometers, so it only will read for phenolic, do you get me? And for flavonoid, I think I have it on 415 nanometers. So it's kind of more selective. I did not go into detail. I think in order to do this, I need to do some LC-MS to do more quantification and to look at the wider range. Thank you. I think my time is up. Thank you so much. I'll be around if you wanted any more questions. Thank you.